The director of online learning at Quincy College, Lisa DeRusso, is joining us to chat about really this unprecedented time, both in our society and in education, to talk about how Quincy College is responding to the pandemic. So Lisa, nice to virtually meet you and chat with you, and also to let folks know what Quincy College is doing. You're still open and running.
We're open, we're running, we're every day. Faculty and administration are behind the scenes, and for some of us in the foreground. Meeting with students virtually and keeping the learning alive at Quincy College. And I want to thank you, Joe, for giving me this opportunity. As I mentioned a few moments ago, I'm always, always excited to talk about Quincy College and the wonderful things that we are currently working on and the vision that we have for the not-so-distant future of online learning at Quincy College.
Okay, yeah. Before we talk about that, could I ask you a little bit about your own personal background, where you're from, where you went to school, how you came to Quincy College, and what you do there?
No, sure. Thanks. Well, this is my 33rd year in education, and I started off as a classroom teacher, K-12. I worked in various grades, one through eight, and then became principal of an elementary school in New Hampshire. I was born in New Hampshire, raised in New Hampshire. Recently moved to Massachusetts, where I currently live with my family on Cape Cod. I've spent time as a district administrator, teacher, all in K-12, but also in higher ed. I've taught since 2006 at the School of Education from Southern New Hampshire University. I used to work at Southern New Hampshire University. After my time in K-12, I retired. I went to work there on the ground teaching, and then through their College of Online and Continuing Ed, where I still teach adjunct. I also worked there for about 4 years in their learning science, the College of Online and Continuing Ed, their learning science division. And then a couple of years at Florida Atlantic University, where I worked remotely as well in their Center for E-Learning, now also called the Center for Online and Continuing Education. And I'm now at Quincy College, and I feel more at home at Quincy than I've ever felt anywhere else.
Really? Well, why is that?
From day one, Joe, everyone was, faculty and administration staff were so welcoming and just wanted to collaborate and learn, and everyone is dedicated and just interested in the way that we can always improve the work that we're doing. And I guess it's the unwavering focus on teaching and learning that resonated with me right away. And because of all of those pieces, I just felt at home.
How long have you been at Quincy now?
I've been at Quincy College since January 13th, 2020.
So you're brand spanking new.
I'm brand spanking new, yes.
What, was the online learning situation at Quincy College when you first arrived? And how would you like to grow it?
Well, Quincy College online teaching and learning has a great foundation. I'll start off by saying that we do use Canvas as our learning management system, which is one of the best in the country. I'm very familiar with Canvas. It has a lot of easy navigation for students, for faculty. And so that was a plus for me, joining the team, since I already had the background in Canvas as well, and also with Quality Matters. I have background with Quality Matters, which is a nonprofit organization that's internationally known for their high standards for online learning. Quincy College is a member of the Quality Matters group, membership, and that also made it a great fit for me as well. And I could talk a little bit more about Quality Matters and how we're moving forward. But those two pieces, Quality Matters and Canvas, in addition to the dedication of the faculty at Quincy College, all laid a nice foundation for me back in January. Even faculty who really did not have experience teaching online were very interested in just knowing more about Canvas and learning more about the standards upheld in Quality Matters. And so again, it just made it that much more easy for me way back, you know, 4 months ago now, right?
Yeah. Now that you're a veteran, right?
Right. And so moving forward, you know, Quality Matters is an organization that I'm really proud to be a part of. And Quincy College's membership with Quality Matters allows us a couple of wonderful opportunities in the form of professional development for our online faculty. And a good deal of our online faculty and current faculty who are hoping to teach online are going through these professional development opportunities. Internally at Quincy College, we are reviewing courses using the Quality Matters standards. Faculty are currently going through trainings internally to learn the standards for their own transition to teaching online. And so in the future, we want our courses and we want our programs to be certified by Quality Matters. That's a lot of work for our faculty and for our staff, but it's worth it. And everybody knows that. Our students in the Quincy community is definitely worth the time and the effort in putting in to achieve these certifications.
Did you ever think, Doctor, that online learning would become so crucial in times of a pandemic, and how you'd be in a unique position really to, you know, facilitate that at Quincy College?
No, I didn't. I always knew that online teaching and learning is here to stay. Now, going back when I started teaching, you know, and we're looking at, you know, the early 90s now, right? I was not in favor of online teaching and learning at all.
Interesting.
Was not. My background is in teaching. My doctorate's in teaching, and I just didn't see the social interactive opportunities in the online setting as we would typically find in a face-to-face classroom. However, this is in connection with Quality Matters, and this is in connection with all of the growth that we've seen in the online classroom over the last 30 years. Exponentially different. Not unlike you and I having a conversation, our online classrooms are virtual. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of synchronous work that goes on, but there's a lot of asynchronous work that goes on, which really does make our online format robust and relevant for our students. And so that piece I always knew would continue. I did not expect it being online learning, teaching and learning being such an important factor in something like our current situation with COVID-19.
Right.
I mean, it really is a life changer for a lot of people.
And a lifesaver for a lot of parents too.
Yes.
Can you talk about exactly what Quincy College is doing online right now during the situation?
Well, right now we are successfully working in our April 5-week courses. We've rolled out some introductory courses for our college community with great success. Our faculty right now, both online and face-to-face faculty, are working to make sure that they have the background knowledge needed, because the summer is rolling out and we're fully online and our faculty are ready to go, implementing all of the Quality Matters standards, really taking advantage of those Canvas features so that we can implement the absolute best, the highest quality online teaching and learning experiences for our students rolling out. And that means meeting the students where they're at. We recognize that not all of our students have a lot of experience in the online environment in terms of teaching mm-hmm. and learning. And that's a learning curve for our students, and we recognize that. So we have a lot of support in place. All of our courses have a Quality Matters and ADA compliant template that faculty will be using across all disciplines, all courses. So students will see that consistency in the template. The template includes a full page of online support links and tips, documents they can download. And our faculty are using Zoom. They're using Microsoft Teams, some of them, so they can connect with students face-to-face. And in helping students learn how to connect face-to-face virtually, because again, a lot of us, you know, it's just not something that A, we really want to do, and B, we know how to do. So we are really putting the pieces in place to make online learning a success for summer 2020.
Were all of the classes available to transition over to online, or were there some that were not able to?
Well, we're working right now with all of our faculty to make sure they're all, any course that is running this summer will be ready to roll online with using the template that I just referenced.
Okay.
And our faculty, again, will be using Zoom and Teams. We use Google Docs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really just about anything that we can, YouTube. We use our library resources, embedding a lot of our library resources right into the courses.
Sure.
Our publisher software is also embedded into the courses. So all of our courses running this summer will be 100% ready to go.
Okay.
And our faculty are excited and ready as well.
A learning experience for everyone, really, both teachers and students along the way.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah. Talk a little bit, if you can, about I know there's a financial incentive also available for online learning right now.
Mm. Very, very proud about this, Joe. So right now, residents of Quincy and Plymouth will be able to take a summer class with a discount of $300. Which is a way of Quincy College giving back to the community and supporting folks during this time. Folks who are not residents of Quincy and Plymouth will receive a $150 tuition decrease, again, as a way of giving back. There will be proof of residency that folks will need to provide.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another way of saying, you know, we're hashtag alone together. You know, we're having to stay inside. And I think taking time to engage in some learning online is a great way to spend time when you have to be indoors.
How are you able to, grade the students, Doctor? You know, how do you measure success, if you will, through online learning?
Well, our online learning platform allows us to grade the same way we would grade face-to-face.
Okay.
That's a great thing about using a learning management system like Canvas, which allows our faculty to import their grading scale right into their online course.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of student, you know, the evidence of success, our faculty, again, are going through the Quality Matters training and learning the features of Canvas so that they can be sure to provide opportunities for students to show that they know and can do. And then, of course, to make sure that all of the students are receiving the same grading opportunities, and really the same learning opportunities in general that they would receive face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
The other part, Joe, that's interesting is that the way that we can have a discussion online. I mentioned that a lot of our faculty are comfortable and becoming more comfortable using Zoom on a daily basis, for example, but also the online asynchronous discussion where people are at home and they're engaging each other in a back and forth discussion through Canvas. It's a great opportunity for people to sit back in their home and think about the question, think and read the answers from peers, and then engage in the conversation. You know, some of us in the classroom, and I was a student like this. When I was sitting in the classroom, I was either intimidated or maybe I didn't think fast enough or he said what I was going to say and mm-hmm. I don't know that kind of thing. But when you're home and you're able to think on your own and just give it some time, the engagement and the back and forth is just, I think, much more, for a lot of us, much more complete and allows us to think a little bit more about how we think we're doing in class, because we're able to read what our peers have written. We're able to think about what we know in relation to what our peers have written, And that causes us to think, well, maybe I know, or maybe I need some extra help.
Yeah, and I think another benefit too is that there's an archive of the class to go back to, you know, if you have questions or, you know, what did she say about that, or what did I ask about that? So
that's a great point.
Leading if it's just in a live setting.
Yeah, I'll also add that through, you know, online classes, I caution people to compare the online to the face-to-face too much, because they really are, they're not the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of benefit to online education in the sense that, aside from what I just mentioned about having time to sit and focus and think, faculty members can bring in many, many resources into the classroom in the moment based on what the students are saying and doing and so on. So there's a lot, we have, as I mentioned a little while ago, we have our library,
mm-hmm.
our college library that physically is in Quincy, right? But we have, that library is literally in the cloud. And we have access through our online classroom to the library resources. So bringing in videos, bringing in films, bringing in articles and other types of supplements and resources into the classroom. And that's something that, you know, when we're teaching face-to-face, we may not have an opportunity in the moment to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you can say, okay, class, hold on right there. I'm going to run to the library, or I'm going to look up a YouTube video,
right.
or what have you, or a TED Talk, or what have you.
Sure. Or I would think maybe a guest speaker in the field that you're discussing, who might not physically be able to come if they're a distance away, but through online are able to do that.
Excellent point. Yes, of course.
What will be happening at Quincy College in the fall for online learning, Doctor?
Well, we're going to keep moving full steam ahead, and our faculty are going to become more comfortable and provide more opportunities for students. We are looking at something called the community of practice model, which allows students who are taking classes within a program to work together, faculty to work together, virtual communities of practice. The model itself has been around for quite a while. And what it does is it allows individuals who are working in a program but may not have an opportunity to connect because they're in isolated classrooms, provides them opportunity to connect. And so to your point a few moments ago, bringing in a guest speaker, let's say, for all of, the criminal justice program.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a member of the criminal justice program, you can join in on this live event and, you know, and have a chance to talk to a professional in the area. So that's sort of we plan on rolling that out in the fall and into the winter, piloting that and providing some time for faculty to really experience it and then make it their own. And in addition to that, you know, really continuing to provide more professional development for our faculty so that they can continue to roll out more individual programming. Of course, we're working with First Year Seminar closely. Our director of First Year Seminar, Megan Cassidy, and I are working to ensure that individuals who are in their first year of college and now having to deal with an online experience, so that you know, that transition is easier for them.
Mm.
So we're closely working with First Year Seminar, working with Student Services closely, making sure that any student who joins our college community is supported in every way possible through student services and through our other student success offices as well. So a lot of good things going, you know, moving forward here, a lot of more opportunities for students to make relevant connections virtually at
mm-hmm.
Quincy College.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with the hybrid format, Tag Boyle mentioned, our VP of marketing, we have a wonderful opportunity to perhaps create some hybrid courses in the fall if that presents itself, where students can take time to enjoy a class online and then also participate face-to-face a couple of times on campus and make those personal connections, which are also very, very important.
Yeah, it seems in some ways, you know, the silver lining to all this might be this online program, you know, really take foothold and grow exponentially because of what's going on right now.
Well, yes, and I'll add to that and say that a lot of our students work multiple jobs.
Sure.
And have families.
Yeah.
And when you have a family and you're working, whether it's one or more than one job, you want to continue advancing in your career. And then how do you fit in going to campus and taking a class at campus? Well, the only time you have available is, you know, after 10 o'clock at night when everybody's asleep, right? Campus is not open at 10 o'clock at night, but the online classroom is open. And it really is a 24/7 opportunity for people to take advantage of and continue on with their education, whether it is to, you know, get into another career, start a new one, advance in the career they're already engaged in as a professional, or you know, try something new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try an introductory course in computer programming or you know, criminal justice or sociology or psychology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is a great opportunity, and with our tuition refund, well, it's not really a refund, but the discount, I guess I would say,
mm-hmm.
with that discount that we're offering for students, I think it's a great opportunity for people to take advantage of.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot of time on their hands right now, and maybe for you know, non-traditional students, as you mentioned, folks with families or working parents, a great opportunity for them. I know Quincy College works closely with the Career Center as well to try and link folks up to employment that way. So it's really it's kind of a gateway really to a life-changing opportunity.
Yes, for sure.
Anything else you'd like to add, Doctor?
Well, I think what I want folks to know is that Quincy College is always available to answer questions. Our offices are open. We have virtual office hours that we've posted on our website. So really, anyone who's interested in learning more about our online programming can reach out to any of our offices that continue to run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all here virtually, even though we're not at the building. And we're really taking time to put things in place and to continue moving forward with some good things that we've already put in place for online teaching and learning at the college. And really, I mean, it's not going to find a more dedicated faculty or staff truly indebted to the town of Quincy and beyond.
It's quincycollege.edu is the main website that folks can go to learn about that. And can they contact you directly through that as well?
Yes, they can. Yes.
Great.
So it would be quincycollege.edu/remote. And my information is all there.
Okay. And we should mention too that I'm sure the seniors have been notified, but there will be no physical graduation ceremony for obvious reasons. But diplomas will be coming, and maybe some kind of a virtual recognition. And that's not just unique to Quincy College. That's every educational institution across the country right now.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Appreciate your time, Doctor. Hopefully we can do this in person again soon.
I hope so, Joe. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please reach out to us if we can be of any help here at QATV to get information out to the community. We'll make that happen for you.
We'll do. Thanks.